Blog Talk Radio.
On the air again this week, you guys.
Yes,
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So are we.
So, look, so first of all, I have to just briefly bring up, because, you know, this week started off with a bang. It started Monday morning. I'm sitting there looking at my Facebook feed, and bam is the photo of the Vanity Fair cover with none other than Caitlyn Jenner on it. And I was just like, OMG. So, social media and.
She did that, honey.
Okay, yes.
She did that.
I said, you better work.
The zombies of memes that are out there, though, like one of them I saw was saying was with Kris Jenner. It was like, wait a minute, how does she look better than me?
Oh my God.
Like, I guess if you're going to do something, you do it and do it right, because I was like, okay, work, Caitlin. Yes.
All the way. We were just talking about the name the day before. How interesting.
I know. That is so funny.
Not bruschetta.
Not bruschetta.
Right,
I know.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
We
and then, I don't know if y'all noticed, she didn't spell it with a K.
Right,
oh, yeah.
I know.
Or like a cat snatch. With a big C,
right.
Match.
Oh,
right.
She ready to let the hair down.
That is insane. It broke record, right? Something on the Twitter. It said it beat, like,
his
Twitter went from nothing to something. Like, instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I think, like, from nothing to, like, over a million, because I checked. I was like, whoa.
That's crazy how so many people actually follow him after, like, now. That's so crazy. I don't understand. Why do y'all think that happened?
I don't know.
It's been such a big talk of, you know, everybody's been anticipating it.
I don't think anyone
so
think expected,
if they follow
like,
his Twitter, it's going to be a sneak peek.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at me now.
I don't think that anybody expected probably for, you know, like the photos and everything to turn out the way they did. I mean, he was really serving diva, and the cover shot was just so elegant and glamorous, and I was surprised myself. So I was like, okay, makeup was on point, hair, everything.
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah.
He did. Now, I've heard so many mixed reviews from people about what thought about it. I mean, from people just being like, this is great, to a lot of people are, like, confused. They're like, okay, so he's become a woman to still be with women. And I'm like, look, hey, do you? You know, to everybody out there, if it makes you feel comfortable, do you? So I've seen, like, so many different responses to, you know, him coming out and just, you know, letting the world know about how he really feels, to the Vanity Fair photo. So it's been crazy. He definitely has a buzz going on. So
I have a question. I don't know if you guys saw this. Yeah. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted now.
Right.
My
bad, Caitlin. My bad.
She got boobs and everything. No, did y'all see there was a meme about comparing him and Michael Jackson? Now, I don't know if you guys saw this or thought of this before, but there was a picture, and if you really look at it, like, Mike, he kind of looked like he might have been trying to be a girl at one point, maybe.
Ooh, MJ?
Like, if you think about it, remember when he had the long black hair and he straightened it and then he had, like, the red lips? If you think about it, they were like dogging him out, like, what, he's scary looking, like they were just talking down to him, right? So now, I don't know, it's a meme out there. I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna show it to you guys. But actually, I'm going to tweet it. And it was just like, wait a minute. I never thought about that before. Maybe he was trying to be a female at some point in his life.
You know,
never know.
Maybe. But, you know, I just think that Mike was just, I think he was just different.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike was a touch.
He was special. I never forget my grandmother was like, girl, he done changed his whole hair texture. I was like, he sure did, Grandma. But, you know, just, you know, Mike is just Mike, and I think that he's just a little touch, just a little different, and I don't think that he was trying to be a woman. I just think that, you know, he lived in his own little world, but.
Yeah.
But, okay, so maybe if he wasn't, say he wasn't trying to be a woman, right? But because he was so different, like, everybody, like, this is what the word is not. Like, I'm seeing this people talking about it, that, you know, they're praising Caitlyn for doing what Caitlyn is doing, but when Michael is trying to be extraordinary, being himself, a lot, they wouldn't allow him to do that. So I find
that's
pretty interesting.
Well, I mean, that's black and white America, not to make it racial, but that's just how it is, you know.
Right.
I mean, even we can go back into time, like, you know, when Sylvester was doing his thing, you know, Sylvester wasn't really accepted, but what got him was his voice. He could sing. When RuPaul hit the scene, if RuPaul didn't hit the market that he hit, he wouldn't have been accepted either. So that's just the way of the world.
I love me some RuPaul. Good point.
I do too.
Working girl. Supermodel.
Yes.
That's still a jam. I don't care what nobody say. I love that song.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I found it. I'm getting ready to tweet it so you guys can see it.
You get ready to tweet it?
Okay,
I'm going to be retweeting it out, you guys. Look out for this. So, you guys, we do have a great show for tonight. We are going to be, of course, talking about what's new in beauty. So that's coming up here shortly. Also, we are going to talk about the music industry this week. I thought that'd be pretty cool for this show. We're going to kind of talk about how the industry has changed over the last couple of years. And also, I want to know everyone's thoughts about whether or not you feel like this music industry is dominated by sex now. So we will get into that, and hopefully you guys will chime in because I'm really interested in hearing everyone's opinions on this. And if you do want to call in, our line is 646-595-4038. The chat line is now open, so you definitely can send your questions in there as well, and I will be tweeting throughout the show also. So you guys, call in, talk to us. We'd like to hear what you think about the topics and all of that goodness. So right now we're going to go ahead. We're going to get into the Dalhouse Radio announcements. We're going to get into our first music break. And when we come back, find out what's new in beauty this week.
Yeah, yeah.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dalhouse Radio website. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotion at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, DalhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest my. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap, with me on the phone having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back to put it on you though. I know you like that.
Like that.
Hit us up in the chat room or call us at 646-595-4038. If you are just tuning in, you are tuned into Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, Royalty, and I've got my co-host on the line, Jahira and Sir Charles. What did you guys think about Like It Like That?
I like it like that.
Yeah, it was hot.
It was definitely catchy.
I thought so, too. I was over here, like, dancing during the break.
Yeah, it was catchy.
I
like
so
it.
Too.
I think it was hot and catchy.
Awesome. Well, you guys, we are back. We are about to get into what's new in beauty this week because I know you guys want to know what's coming up, what's going on in the beauty world for this week. So I've got a little bit of something for you all. So first of all, it is like 91 degrees here in St. Louis. It is humid, extremely humid outside. So I do have some tips for the ladies this week, ladies and the fellas too. You can benefit from some of the tips during such a humid summer, because we get really, really humid here in St. Louis.
ATL too, honey.
Really? Yes.
It's like 90 degrees right now as well.
Oh, my.
Wow. You got to damn near dress naked to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was out all day today.
I'm naked now. I'm just doing the show naked right now. No,
How you doing?
Now you're gonna have some interesting callers. All right.
Right. It's not
India.
That kind of show, guys.
India morale, honey.
Bob's radio, where everything goes.
Right.
We're doing a casting call, girl.
It's 91 degrees. It's very humid.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Just go naked,
take
everybody. That's how you came into the world anyway. No, I'm just kidding. But so I do have some tips for just, getting through this summer. Definitely I want to tell everyone to make sure that you stay hydrated. And, I mean, with water, that's one of the best things that you can do.
Right.
Now, it's even really hard for me because I'm not a big water drinker, so I have to kind of, like, dress up the water to make me, like, really drink it. But so here's my recipe. Get you some water, slice you up some lemon, slice you up some lime, and throw you a mint leaf in there. So the lemon and limes are automatically cleansing when you drink the water. And then the mint just gives you that little extra pop of refreshness. And it also is an appetite suppressant. So if that helps you stay hydrated and make you a nice little, I guess they call them vitamin waters, lemon lime vitamin water with mint in there. So that is one of my recommendations. Also, make sure that you're using a moisturizer with SPF in it specifically. I mean, you have to protect your skin, so you definitely want to make sure that when you go out that you are using a moisturizer and also a foundation that does contain SPF in it. So definitely do that and protect your skin. Keep your lips moisturized. Not only, do you need to do that because it's warm outside and you don't, want your lips to be dry, but, I mean, you cannot slather on lip gloss and lipstick over crusty lips. It's not cute. So keep the lips moisturized.
Not
at all. Right. You can't put, Mac St. Germain over crusty lips. Don't do it. So make sure that you keep your lips moisturized. So those are my tips for the summertime. Now that it's getting hotter, it's getting really humid, definitely you want to make sure that you stay hydrated, that you're moisturizing and protecting your skin and your lips. And, yeah, so those are my beauty summertime tips for this week. I also
so now you can go naked as well, along with Miss Royal.
Yes.
Y'all can go naked.
Yes.
Right.
I'm going to get some T-shirts made. It's going to be like, go naked with royalty. I love it. Yes.
Feel good in the skin that you're in.
Yes.
You love yourself first, baby.
Yes, you do. Now, look, now, be realistic now. If you go naked, you know whether or not you should go out naked or stay in naked. Just,
Yeah, we had this title some weeks ago.
Right. We did.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I have a little bit of new stuff on the beauty scene. So if you ladies listening or makeup-aholics such as myself, I need an intervention. Here's some goodies for you for this week. MAC has announced a new holiday collection collaboration with, I believe she's an English singer, songwriter, Ellie Goulding. And they have teamed up with her, and they have a holiday collection that is coming out this December, so you want to make sure that you mark your calendars for that. It will include eyeshadows, false eyelashes, pink lipstick, all the good girly stuff that you ladies love. So remember, you heard it here first on Beauty and Beats, and make sure that you keep your calendars marked for this makeup collection that is coming out. You know that you have made it when you team up with MAC to do a collection, right? We've had Miley Cyrus, Rihanna, Brooke Shields, just some of everyone who's done collections with MAC, and those are always exciting, and they always sell out super, super fast. So, also, if anybody out there is an Urban Decay fan, has anybody tried Urban Decay products at all?
No.
Either?
Okay. So I love Urban Decay. Their Naked palettes are really, really popular. I have Naked 1 and Naked 2. They have a Naked 3. I don't have that one. But they have a new Naked palette that is coming to the scene. So for all you Urban Decay lovers out there, they have a Naked Smoky that's coming out. And this is to help you achieve the perfect smoky eye. And, you know, you can do smoky eyes in so many different ways. It doesn't always have to be black. It can be blue, purple, green, whatever you want your smoky eye look to look like. So they definitely have the new Naked Smoky coming out. It will be available as of July 18th. So, yes,
wow.
Mark your calendars, ladies. Make sure.
I'm liking it now.
Yes. Make sure that you check that out. You definitely don't want to miss the launch of that, and I'm pretty sure it will sell out quickly. And then last but not least, new on the beauty scene, and this is specifically for the guys because Father's Day is coming up very soon. I believe it is June 21st. So I have selected my top five fragrances for the guys for the Father's Day holiday. So if you want to get something for your father or your man or your brother or whatever, these are my recommendations for the top five fragrances for Father's Day. So I recommend Jimmy Choo Man. That is awesome. Now, mind you, you know Jimmy Choo is known for doing, you know, shoes and women's fragrances, and he launched, I believe, I don't know if it was earlier this year or last year, end of last year, he launched Jimmy Choo Man, so I definitely recommend that fragrance to the guys. I also recommend Kenneth Cole Black. Now, that's not the newest fragrance. It's kind of been out for a while, but it smells good. So, yes, I recommend Kenneth Cole Black. I also recommend Gucci Guilty for men. Gucci Guilty. That smells really, really good. And I also recommend. Yes, it is. Look, thank you for co-signing, Sir Charles.
Well, you know, I have all those, so I'm just listening.
See? Yes.
I'm learning.
Yes.
I actually, no. Seriously, I just got recently the Jimmy Choo for women. And when I tell you I am in love in heaven, I'm in love and I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to go smell this male fragrance they just came out with, but go ahead.
So my last one for the top fragrances is Giorgio Armani's Acqua di Gio. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But Giorgio Armani, Acqua di Gio. Di Gio. Thank you. You know, the black people, we just create our own pronunciations. But that smells amazing.
It does.
That smells so good. And, yes, I recommend these. Get these for your boyfriend or your husband or your father or your brother or whomever you want to get them for Father's Day.
Or on your side pieces.
Your side piece, the other man.
People do that thought.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Make sure you...
Auntie, cousin, brother.
Right. Right. Just get it for the one you want to be with. You know, just, hey, I just thought about you and gave you this. So, you know, those are some great fragrances. They smell so good. And, you know, I appreciate a fabulously smelling guy. That is awesome. You can't beat
that. And don't forget the Blue D Chanel
good.
For men.
Oh, there you go. We're going to add that
yes.
one to the list. Hello.
Yes, really nice.
Hello.
Spicy.
What is it? I missed that one.
Blue D Chanel. It's for men. It's our new latest men fragrance. It comes in the Eau de Toilette and the Eau de Parfum. But the perfume is better because it's, you know, it's more concentrated. But it's amazing. It's the best.
Okay.
Awesome.
We must support the fam.
Love it. Love it. So those are the top picks. Those are Beauty and Beats approved for you guys. You can't go wrong. And, yeah, that concludes what's new in beauty this week. So I hope everybody took notes. I'm going to tweet out all the information for you all so that you can check these things out and pick up these fragrances. And, yeah. I'm always excited to find out what's new. Yes. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into another quick music break. And then when we come back, we'll go ahead and get into tonight's topic. We'll get to talking about the music industry and how it's changed and whether or not it's dominated by sex and what you guys think. I hope you guys will call in or chat with us and let us know your thoughts. Again, we're at 646-595-4038. We're going to go ahead and get into our next track. This is going to be by Spliff Star. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Busta Rhymes, but
that's my girl.
Yay! Well, this is
that's
a new track.
Right,
yes, indeed. Yeah. So we've got Spliff featuring Busta Rhymes and Bugs Calhoun, and this is their track, Big Rings. Yes.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these
like,
big rings.
Nah, niggas
you
be hoping that this type of shit ain't soon. Niggas be hoping that I stop fucking their ass up soon. Well, that shit ain't happening no time soon. Paper rock conglomerate, yo. Now watch me fuck shit up again until the dance done.
Damn, son.
So many zeros in my checks, can you imagine when I cash one? Pass some of them bottles around like we a man. Pardon my team for pulling up in couple Aston Martins, and I'm farting and I'm shitting on you niggas like, look where we be starting. Tell you niggas get it right. Bottles full of arson. Sorry niggas need a light. Prior to the heat, I might lock shit down a little. From stepping in the spot, I hope you don't mind disrespecting. These bitches call me Dolce Rhymes, and you don't say I'm the pressure you don't mess with. Press up on you niggas, turn your face into a press kit. Yeah, you heard the messenger. Get with the commissioner. Hot shit, that's why I walk with a fire extinguisher. Double shot of Trone, should we call that shit a Dillinger? 40 karat yellow diamond, pinky ring will kill him, bro.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball for these play ball. You would think I play ball. Watch me do my thing, I'm like Gold Bugs McDonald. All these carrots in my brain, Sierra Leone stones. That cost a small fortune, but it ain't nothing to a general when he's bossing. Coming down the lane with rings, they never seen me and my team. We getting cream and looking so clean. You would think I was a player, Jabob, dude, Kareem. Hitting bands fast is part of my routine. You would think I play ball. The way I do this, I'm born the way I do this. I'm painting the town, riding, see me stunting in my new whip. Mashing on the gas with a pocket full of gas. They thinking it's D-Wade when I'm rolling down the Ave now. It's the go-getter, get more cheddar, general, but count so much numbers in my ledger, I could get a big ring for every day of the week. I got my jeweler like a doctor on call. You would think I play ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. You would think I play ball for these big ring ball. For these play ball for these big ring. I put in work for these big rings. You gon' need a black card for these big rings. Tight words, got your boy rockin' iceberg. Julie hitting up my iPhone first serve. I ball like Doc Julius Earth. And when I shoot, I'm ahead, call me Larry Bird. I'm a legend in anything that you did already. In other words, everything you say in a cemetery. A ball spinning, 20 years I did it. I'm the whole mansion. Nigga, you just shittin', you can catch me
bad play like, nigga, turn your shit down. I bring life to ride, hard to ride. You cops are corny and damn, we should try. But this you gonna need a little time, homie. This is big ring shit, not small money. Mr. Lewis.
Featuring Busta Rhymes and Bugs Calhoun with Big Rings. Yes, like
it's
I was like
New
over
York
here.
In the
yes.
house.
Oh man, I love that. I'm a huge fan of Busta Rhymes and Spliff, so I love that
okay,
track.
So.
I like. What were you saying, Jahira?
I was just gonna say I'm a huge fan of Busta Rhymes, but this. That person, like that's I don't know about that person, but I know about Busta. Like back in the day, Busta, man, we used to be in the club, tearing it up, dancing it up, doing what we do.
I heard that.
I don't know the conglomerate was getting. How do you pronounce his name?
Spliff or who? Wait,
no, Busta. You know Busta's coming out with this new name thing that he's calling himself.
Oh, really?
Like, it's the conglomerate. Something.
Oh.
I can't even think of it. But I believe it might even be his name on Twitter, on the social media now. Because he, it's like the conglomerate. I don't even know what it is, but. He's not the same. It's not as fun anymore.
Aww.
But I don't know.
Mm-mm.
But it's the conglomerate. A conglomerate.
The
yeah.
conglomerate. So that's the new name.
I don't think he's changing his name. I don't think he's changing his name. I think he's just like referencing it and just that's the person he is. That's the life he goes by. You know, like something like that. That's
right.
The life he lives. The conglomerate.
Wow. Man.
But I ain't gonna lie, like I love Busta. Like Busta will always be Busta.
Aw, well, I'd like to know what the people thought about that track. So if you liked it, then definitely let us know. Make sure you hit us up at 646-595-4038. If you're just now tuning into the show, you are tuned into Beauty and Beats right here on Dalhouse Radio. And, yeah, let us know what you thought about that. And, again, that was Spliff Star featuring Busta Rhymes and Bugs Calhoun with Big Ring. So, yeah, so speaking of changes in the music industry, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about the changes in the music industry, and let's just talk specifically about the ones, like, within the last decade or so and just how the direction that music is going in and how it's changed a little bit. And, of course, we will get into talking about whether or not the industry has become overly saturated with sex. And what people think about that.
Yeah.
So, I am a huge R&B girl. I am. I like love R&B, and I'm definitely a fan of like old school R&B. So, and you know, I definitely love like the greats from back in the day. But you know, as far as like the 90s and things like that, you know. Like I feel like R&B has changed a lot, but I still love R&B back in the day, back when it was, you know, like old Monica. I love new Monica too, but you know, like old Monica, like back in the day when Monica first came out, and TLC Never Goes Out of Style, love them to death. Like I miss those girl groups. And R&B when it was, we talked about love and old R. Kelly. I love R. Kelly, like that kind of R&B I absolutely love. But I also I love people like Keith Sweat and Cut Close, and you know, huge fan of Shantae Moore, and I love you know, just all those artists of that time. So what do you guys think about R&B and where it's at now? And
my question is, when you say sex, like, are you talking about, what exactly are you referring when you say,
like music content, you know, the songs, like, you know, about sex, about how, you know, women, and we're not just talking about R&B, we're talking about hip hop too. So, like, women, like, you know, Beyonce or Nicki Minaj, you know, I talked about that guy who put out that video a couple weeks ago, and he was saying how, you know, women like Rihanna and Beyonce and Nicki Minaj are, you know, they come out and they make it seem like, okay, sex is okay and you're supposed to be, you know, like this. And, you know, so that's what I'm saying as far as, like, the content and as far as how artists are portraying themselves and coming out, is the industry oversaturated with sex and just being like a, you know,
over the top with really, it, very explicit,
right?
Okay.
Exactly.
Because I mean, if you think about it, it has always been that way. Like in the 90s, we had Jodeci. We even had Guy in the late 80s. We had Bobby Brown.
That's true.
In the 80s.
Right.
Back in the days, you had Ronald Isley, the Isley Brothers.
I love the Isley Brothers.
I think the difference now more so is how explicit it is about it. Like, R&B, to me, R&B isn't dead. To me, people are conforming, or artists are conforming to the new day of how, I don't know, it's just what the popular crowd or the popular person does, everybody is doing it too. It isn't dead, though. It's like even Chris Brown said it, like he went off in another page himself and found himself doing more hip-hop than R&B, but he's an R&B artist. So he was like, you know, he said he wanted to go back to R&B in this last album that he did. I just think it's a matter of, and as far as explicit goes, as the years went on, people's clothes started getting shorter. when Britney came out, you know, she was a little schoolgirl, and she had her little skirt on and stuff. I just think, you know, it's just getting shorter and shorter. Every time you see Beyonce on stage, she always has on like a bathing suit almost. You know?
Right. It is a business, right. No.
Always. And then she got her heels with her tights and stuff, you know. And she'll, of course, dress it up with other stuff on, but for the most part. I also, that's how you think about it. That's what ballet dancers wear all the time. They wear, like, these little suit-like stuff. I just think people are getting extremely explicit just for the attention of it. It's gotten away from what music really is, in my opinion. Like, especially with R&B, and even with hip-hop, because hip-hop used to be philosophical. It was always a story told.
Right.
They're no longer telling a story. Now it's how much money I have, what I'm driving, and bling-blinging, and who I'm with.
Exactly.
I got the hottest chick in the club. Or what they're going to do when they get her home. Or, you know what I mean? Like, that's...
Right.
I mean, it's just gotten explicit as far as that. To me, based on population, like, people just, you know, not... I don't think it's as creative as it used to be. The only person I can say that can still be... is still extremely creative and real to it. Honestly, the only person I can think of is R. Kelly. Because if you think about it, like, that man comes up with, he could sing anything. He could sing about a toilet tissue. It's like a hit. But he's always done that. He's always done that since the 90s.
True.
But yeah, I could keep going. So, Charles, go ahead.
Yeah.
So, Charles, what do you think about it?
Hello? Well, I mean, I agree with Zahira. I mean,
hello?
It's always... Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yep, I can hear you.
I said, I agree with Zahira. I said, it's always been there, but I think now it's just getting to the point where it's just really raunchy, and it's just... Most of the people that are doing it, a lot of them don't have a lot of talent. You know what I'm saying? So I like some of the artists that's out, but I can't really say that I'm really following a lot of the R&B that's out today. I'm more of a neo-soul person. I love real music. I guess because I come from music and singing in a choir and playing myself, that I look for the real sound. I don't like – I think that a lot of the R&B sounds the same. No one really has a unique sound anymore. That's the difference.
But the creativity of it is gone. It's like everybody wants to be an artist. Everybody wants to sing. Yeah. Everybody's a singer. Everybody can rap, especially rap.
Right.
But
So
go ahead.
No, I'll go ahead and finish what you were saying. I want to ask a question as far as indie artists are concerned. What were you getting ready to say, Jahira?
No, I was just gonna say I agree with him on that. That's so true. And I am like you, like I listen to neo soul. I like to listen to real music. I like to feel the music that I'm listening to.
Me too.
That was all.
Yeah.
Me too.
Here's what I was gonna say. I remember what I was gonna say now. I forgot.
Are you having a senior moment over there, are you?
Right.
She's like, oh my God.
It just came back.
All right, so this is something somebody told me a while ago. You know, now I'm not trying to offend anybody, any listeners, but this is something someone said a while ago. They said to me, you know, hip-hop started to change when the South music started coming up. Because if you think about it, a lot of the hip-hop was, like, mainly up north, northeast. And and then the West Coast started coming up, but the West Coast was also telling a story. They were telling their story and what happens in their side. But what happened was once the South, now, again, this is what somebody's opinion told me, y'all can feel free to call and chime in on this conversation. Call us at 646-595-4038. And chime in on this combo and let me know if this is true or not, your thoughts. Let us know. And they said, basically, you know, the artists from back then had to kind of dumb down in order to get with what's coming up or what's coming. You know what I mean? Because it was so philosophical. People weren't understanding what they were trying to say, what they were saying all across the nation or whatnot. So it was so like, we don't want to just be in the Northeast or the Midwest. We want to go from the Northeast, Midwest, South, West. You know, we want everything. And so in order for people to understand, just, you know, they were saying that they needed to kind of dumb down, and that's when the lyrics no longer were a story. It was more like it became catchy.
That's a really interesting concept, but it kind of makes sense though.
If you think about
I guess. Yeah, it does. Like if other people like can relate to it, then you know you gotta do what you gotta do. So that does make perfect sense. I'm curious to know what other people think about that too. So I just tweeted out there. You guys definitely call in or drop in the chat and let us know what you think about that. Interesting. So I do have a question, like as far as like with indie artists, because like you said, everybody wants to be an artist. So there are like indie artists like everywhere, and it's hard out here. You know, the independent artists that are out here really trying to make it. I mean, they really have to be on their grind. So when you're coming into this industry, what do you think is like the most important thing, or what's something that, you know, are some good pointers? I know, Jahira, you're familiar with the, you know, music industry, and what are some, you know, good pointers that you know, you can kind of give to those people that are independent artists and they're trying to, like, get into this industry, or they're even trying to catch the eye of, like, a major label or something? What, you know, what should they do?
And my thing is be consistent. And that's with anything in life that you want to do, become, be. If you look at any of the talent that's out there right now that's big, that's doing it, their biggest thing was they just remain consistent with it. You got to eat, breathe, drink, sleep. Every second, everything has to be you being an artist. You got to look the part. You got to act the part. You got to walk it, talk it, all of that. And then you have to build, nowadays, your following. Because everything a majority of the stuff is all based on social media. Justin
right.
Bieber got found through YouTube. So,
the
beep. I don't know if you guys, did you guys know that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, like, you got to be consistent. You got to create your own following, have your followers, have a great number of followers, because that, labels are looking at that today. Labels, you can look at, I mean, even TV is doing it. So everything is all about the numbers. It's a numbers game now. If you got a lot of followers, people are coming, knocking on your door. You have to, when you're first starting, you have to make sure you're practicing your craft. It's a rehearsal. You always have to practice and make it better. That's with your vocals. If you're an artist, as a rapper, I highly recommend you write your own stuff. So get great at being a writer. Find you, if you're not a producer, get with a producer that's going to be like a marriage. Get with a producer with a great chemistry. Because every artist that is out there now, for the vast majority that's doing it, they got with a producer and they created Baby. You know what I mean? They did it. Like when May She Rest in Peace, when Aaliyah came out, you know, she was with R. Kelly at first. But then when she got with Timbaland and Missy, it was explosive. And that was her second album. And every time they did something together, they blew up. Same with Timbaland and Missy when they got with Genuine. Genuine was the man for a great minute. I don't know what happened, but they broke off. The next person, they haven't been able to find another female like Aaliyah where the chemistry is like that, but they got Justin Timberlake. And now Justin and Tim are like, That whole bond, like, that is so helpful for artists out there. That chemistry is so needed, because if you don't have that, it's like I say, you have a story to tell, and you want people to hear it, and you want people to understand and feel it. It's always a story. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Awesome. What did you think about that, Sir Charles? Because I know that.
What was you going to say? I don't want to cut you off. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know that you're into music too, so I just wanted to ask, what did you think about that as well?
Yeah, I agree. You definitely got to, you know, master your craft. And, you know, really for indie artists, I mean, even me, doing music myself, I always tell people, before you put something out, make sure your work is polished and make sure you're polished. Because, I mean, you gotta ask yourself, like, is somebody going to play your stuff when people see you? You know what I'm saying? Are they going to want to see you live? I mean, you got to really study your craft and make sure you're ready when you're doing music. Everybody got a passion for it, but you got to make sure you're seasoned. And if you're not seasoned, I mean, get with the right people to get you there. That's all I can say.
I just wanted to also add that saying that everybody goes around saying, when you do what you love, you don't, it doesn't feel like work. That's what that is. It's like you don't mind. You can do this 24 hours a day and still not be tired. You're so excited to just get up and get right back to it.
Yeah.
That's what that is, that you gotta find your passion and stay at it, man. Don't give up no matter what people say, because there's a lot of people that got a lot of no's before they got that one yes.
Yeah.
Amen. That is so true. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get into another quick break. We will be back here in just a second to continue on with this conversation. Again, the chat line is open. The phone lines are open. You can definitely call us at 646-595-4038. We're going to go ahead and get into this song here by, I believe it is Tokara. Tokara featuring Young Dro with I'm Out, and we will be back here in just a moment.
Hey, you need to be sleeping with me, shout.
I'll let your boy
come get with Young Dro.
Best thing smoking.
Hey, Dro, you know I ride all kind of paint. Okay. When you look in my pocket, you'll think you at the bank. Irene Chris, so you know that thing stink. Bright diamonds on my nigga, make your eye look like a chain. I tell you what I think, you wanna ride with a killer. Your girl jacking, but pimpin', do not wanna hit her. I'm trying to slip you off, finish shit in white frost. They ask you to tell them you ain't king in the boss.
And I said, who is that cutie standing over there? Oh, I never seen you, but I'd be glad to meet you. Treat you to some things you like. Right then and there, I said to myself, mission accomplished, if I can fix myself. I just gotta be cool, lick my lips and pretty soon. After that, no doubt he's gonna tell his boy. I'm trying to get my mama to my house. I thought it was until my girl's about to buy.
Calling my name, I finally listened. I'm just an extension of trap.
brain. Don't be typical. Can't make it to the top with your mindset elliptical. I'm gone. We can get out of here, you feel me? Poverty ain't nothing but a state of mind. And to make it out, you need a state of crying, you feel me? Ain't nobody gonna give you shit in this world. You gotta get up and go get it. Soon, go get it, my nigga. Holy thing, I'm afraid to do is fail. My niggas getting biz without the slightest hope for bail. I can smell all the hate that's in the air. Young niggas living life without a care. But how could you blame them when no one there? Might as well be ghosts, ain't no hope for the hood. We either about that life or we misunderstood. Zimmermans of the world make it hard to do good. Black with a backpack, they say you making a jug. I'm the brain pot spark to shed light where it's dark. Make my people aware it's a start. It's bigger than the hoes I be fucking with. Cash I be shuffling the weed. Smoke I'm muffled in distraction when they loving it. I'm only speaking up for the things I've seen and been through. Club shows and venues, realize I've been you. Whipping this old school daydreaming what I've been through. Pop told me stand firm, never let them bend you. This game ain't a game, got a son I gotta tend to. Cutting niggas off, close friends and some kin too. Don't take it personal, I'm trying to keep progressing, nigga. Selling myself short out the question, nigga. Sue me, cause I'ma continue to do me. Got sluggers still in my spirit, I blossom into a Lucy. Ain't it beautiful? Hood nigga, far from the usual. Shots in my city was my cue to go. Get it? I mean, really, niggas was shooting shots in my city.
All right, we are back, you guys. That was Lucci with The Calling. And before that, that was Takara featuring Young Dro with I'm Out. If you're just tuning in to the show, you're tuned into Beauty and Beats right here on Dial House Radio. You can join in on our conversation. We're talking about the music industry, how it's changed over the years. Also, we've talked about indie artists getting into the music industry and some good pointers that they can take. So I hope those of you out there are listening to help you kind of move forward and stay on your grind to get into where you're trying to go. So if you are interested in joining in the conversation, we've got the chat lines open. You can, again, call us at 646-595-4038. And we are back, you guys. What did you think about those two songs?
I thought that was cool. I like the second one better than the first one, but I thought that was hot. I like how they mixed in the music like that.
Yeah, that was me, you guys. That was me. I was in DJ mode.
good job. No, I actually was talking about the, because you know that's another song. So they integrated a song together. The girl that was singing.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was the how they did that.
Gotcha.
She's like, I was DJing.
I got it. Look, okay. All right, sorry, guys.
DJ Royalty.
Look, sorry.
Hit that girl.
So we are back, guys. So we've been talking about the music industry. And so now I want to talk about this. So we're going to flip it up a little bit. We're still talking about the music industry. So now that we've got reality TV shows, and I am a total reality TV junkie. Like, if it's on reality TV, I'm watching it. If it's ratchet, I'm really watching it. So that's my guilty pleasure, you guys. Sorry, can't help it. So when we look at these reality shows, like your Love and Hip Hop and all of that good stuff, so everybody's a music artist on the show. But I'm curious to know, do we think that, like, getting involved in these reality shows is a good way to get the publicity or to have people notice you as a music artist? Because I noticed that a lot of people come onto the show for that purpose, that they want to, they're joining the cast because they basically want people to take notice of who they are. And then, they're trying to use this as a way to, kind of get their foot in the music industry. And, I say if that's, what you want to do, hey, do what you got to do. But I also think that, like, in these reality shows, there's so much negativity and drama. But, of course, people love that. That's why I watch it, right? So people love that. But is that a good look for artists trying to break out and be known, and, you know, or, you know, should they just, like, steer clear of doing things like that? So I know we have shows like American Idol and stuff like that, and those are positive shows, of course. But when you start getting, like, onto, like, your Love and Hip Hop shows and things like that, do we think that this is just, like, not a great way to kind of get the spotlight put on you, or what do you think?
Okay, I'm going first. I think.
I didn't want to interrupt you, Jahira, because I know you like to go first, boo.
No, I was going to switch it up. I was going to let you do it. Okay, so my thought is, I think it depends based on the individual, that reality shows was just like Love and Hip Hop, R&B Divas, Basketball Wise. You know, I thought that was what reality shows was only, until recently I realized that no, American Idol is a reality show. Dancing with the Stars is a reality show. Is a reality show. All of these little things are reality shows. So when I think of it in that sense also, I think it's based on the individual, still, because you have artists that are on Love and Hip Hop that will never make it in the music industry. But then
right.
maybe that one that, you know, maybe will get that push, but, and I don't want to say any names, but after that one little push, like, it didn't go anywhere after that. So now you're right back to the reality show. And
right.
Then, so in some instances, it may just put you in a little bubble, and you're, like, stuck, and you can't do anything at that point from there on. I just think it's all based on the individual and their work ethic, where they want to go, what they're trying to be. If your goal is on this reality show to gain fans, make that your number one goal. Then
right.
move on to whatever it is. Don't rely on that to get you a record deal, because it's two different worlds.
Right.
Like, I was asked to be, a couple years ago, I was asked to be a girlfriend of an individual that they were going to bring into Love and Hip Hop. And he's pretty well-known exec in the music world. But it just wouldn't have been a good look for myself
right.
or him, because he's not that kind of person. And then it would have all been made up anyway, because we were never dating to begin with. But
gotcha.
That's all that it is. It's all acting. It's acting, and acting is completely different from music.
Right.
So what is it you really want to do? What is your purpose in doing this? Are you going to use this to elevate you? And if it's going to elevate you, in what way? Then do that. If it's not going to elevate you, because somebody told me these exact same words, if it's not going to elevate you, then keep on the path that you're doing. Follow your passion. Because your passion will get you where you're trying to go. And you will, end of day, be happy because you did everything that you wanted and felt that you needed to do for you. Now I'm getting deep, y'all, so I'm going to stop.
I know, girl. I'm like, I'm just like, can deep concentration. I'm
you
like,
you
got to
say everything, Hyra. Preach your sermon.
Right.
But it's true, though. I mean, people just got to stay focused on their passion and don't lose that passion, because it's easy to lose it once you get that
right.
no, or once you get in another direction and you're like, ooh, I'm making all this money over here. What do I need to do the music for?
Or
like,
even that,
right.
folks are going to critique you, you know?
Huh?
Right.
I said, folks are going to critique you. They're going to say bad things
yeah.
about you. You got to be confident in yourself to know that you're the bomb.com, baby. You know what I'm
and
saying?
You can do it.
Yes. You know,
right.
you can do it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Because the ones critiquing, what they sitting back doing? You know what I mean? What they got going
mm-hmm.
on? Because folks that talk shit don't got shit. Ain't shit. Ain't going to never be
that.
Shit.
Go on, tell
oh,
them
damn.
About
okay.
that. Right there. That was so tall. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Right. Oh,
oh
man,
I am
that's
over
crazy.
Here hollering. Oh my God.
It is Sunday, ain't it? It's Sunday. Hallelujah.
All right, preach, preach. Oh my goodness. Speaking of artists here, that brings me to a question. Did Jocelyn never put out an album? Because I haven't heard it yet.
Okay.
No.
That's my point exactly. That is my point exactly. How many videos did she do? How many times did she record? How many times has she been rehearsing in a studio? How many times is she doing all this stuff? And you know what? Not for nothing, but Rashida was doing a lot more prior to Love and Hip Hop as far as her music world goes.
Right.
She was doing that. Like, she was that chick. Then she got on that reality show. And then now she's where she is now, what she's doing now. I mean, don't get, like, making that money, so I'm sure she's happy. And I don't know where, you know, but it's also based on whatever direction she's trying to go in. Same with Carly Red. Carly was trying to do an album, whether she did a couple songs, a song. She just, I heard her song before. It's like, what is her goal? What are you trying to do? That's why I say, make sure you know what your direction is and what your goal is, what you're trying to obtain, because that will give you, that will help you stay focused and keep you in the direction you're trying to go, because it's so easy to lose your focus in this. Once you start making that money, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, I'm making good money over here, why come over here? It's almost like those that have a regular job because they got to pay their bills, but know deep in their hearts that they'd be happy if they were an actor or if they were a singer or whatever the case is. Like, whatever it is you want to do, follow that. Don't allow stuff to deter you, because it's so easy just because you're getting your stuff that you have to take care of, taking care of. But trust me, in time, as long as you continue to do what you want or your heart most desires, in time you'll be able to do that. And you may not, it's not going to happen overnight, but you got to put in the work like everybody else does. Even Oprah said that. Oprah put in so much work and got so many no's. Michael Jordan got so many no's before he became Michael Jordan.
That's
Don't
a
think
good,
people
good.
Are going to come knocking on your door, because they're not. I used to think that, like, that was my dream growing up. I wanted somebody to come knock on my door and say, hey, I want to sign you because I wanted to be a singer. I just wanted someone to come and knock on my door. I used to write songs, y'all. I used to write songs and mail them like a big dummy. Mail them to, like, artists through their fan mail.
But that's... You were passionate about it, though. Because I'm not going to lie, I did, too. Like, my goal was to actually be a great singer. And I danced too, like, coming up. So I just knew that I was going to be in the next Missy video. Like, I thought I was going to be in Missy video. I did.
I
did.
All right,
Miss
Royale,
what kind of dancing were you doing, okay?
I did.
It's not.
This time,
I was doing everything.
Kind of dancing.
Oh, my God.
I was supposed to be a Soul Train dancer, okay? I was supposed to be on Soul Train. And I was supposed to be a fly girl. I was supposed to be Jennifer Lopez.
And Living
and
Color.
Okay. To be...
All right. Well, you can still work it. I mean, it's never too late to shake what your mama gave you. It is never too late to do that.
Well, I'm going
to
just say that my bones.
Right.
They weren't as flexible as they once were.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Not the twerking. That is so funny. I'm glad you I'm glad you brought that up, Sir Charles, about the dancing thing. It's so funny because, like, growing up, like, I came from, like, the household, you know, where my parents were really big on education and things like that. But in my heart of hearts, I knew that I wanted to be a dancer. But when I first told my mom that's, like, her first question, she was like, you want to be what kind of dancer? So, you know.
What?
But, no, I seriously, like, I danced at a really young age for the St. Louis Academy of Dance, so I've done, like, ballet and jazz and hip-hop and things like that, so I've always loved dance. I sang in the choir, church choir, school choir, so I love music, and I've always had this fascination with beauty, too, so I'm, like, really into the arts, like, the artistic thing. Now, what I went to school for has nothing to do with any of those things, but those things that I'm really passionate about. Now, my grandfather was a saxophonist and a pianist, and he also played with Ike and Tina. So, you know, I love music. My dad's into music. Those things are things that I'm really passionate about as well. Mm-hmm. So, but it's just so funny with, you know, my mom. She was just like, "You want to dance? Doing what?" So,
yeah.
So you could.
And then that's another thing. That's so common, though. It's so common for your parents to be that number one person, unfortunately, to take you, you know, deter you. But
yes,
it's based on their own experience. It's based on what they experience. So they're assuming that they just want to protect you. You're the baby. So they just want to protect you. But they don't necessarily know that if they give you that push, or I think everybody needs that push. If you got that push from your parent, it actually helps elevate and push you harder.
Right.
But they don't know that because they're just basing it on their own experience and looking at it like, well, there's no way that that's going to happen to you. Like, you're my child, no. And not that they don't believe in you or anything. It's just kind of like, my mom said that to me when I wanted to be a singer. She was like, there's no money in that, like. I'm like, there is money, Ma, but, I mean, does that matter? Like, this is what I love.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Who knows where I'd be right now if I would have pursued it, guys. I could sing. I sound like Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston. Let me stop. I'm kidding, y'all. I'm just joking.
Right. Well, if I had went ahead and gotten to that Missy Elliott video, I'm just saying, you know, I could be out there.
Who knows what could happen? Exactly.
That's okay. We're gonna form a group. It's gonna be the three of us, me, you, and Sir Charles. We're gonna form a group. I don't know what it's gonna be called yet.
See, that's dope because you know why? Because it's always a female and two guys.
Yeah.
Two girls and a guy. Sir Charles. We gonna do it.
Watch out.
It's gonna be called B&B.
I love it. Yes. Coming this winter. No.
Yeah.
The album drops.
Album be out and just look for it.
Too funny. No, seriously, I like what you guys were saying about, you know, what you're passionate about. You know, you definitely have to, you know, just keep working towards it. And I'm speaking, you know, as, you know, coming from a makeup artist, like, background. It's hard when you're starting out as a makeup artist, especially when you're doing it, like, freelance and, like, getting everything together and, like, oh, my gosh, you guys, I'm, like, working on my own website, and it's hard. It's just, like, doing everything. I'm doing everything by myself. I'm an indie makeup artist doing everything by herself, so it's a struggle. So just for anybody in any industry that's trying, it's hard. I have like six different things that I'm doing. It's crazy. So awesome sauce. The website's coming soon. Stay tuned.
Yes. Producers to be announced.
Right.
We don't know who we're going to link up with. You know, there's so many great people out there.
So many. We've got the album coming, the website, B&B album.
I'm on photo shoot.
It's going to be R&B and hip hop. No.
Yeah. It's going to be thebomb.com. Little dance, little house, you can shake your groove thing.
Right.
Shake your groove thing. We're not going to take it back in the days, so, though, yeah. Y'all. We'll make it, we'll add a little bit of ratchet in there, and then we'll add a mixture of everything.
A little bit of ratchet, a little bit of house, a little bit. I like that. Yeah, mix it all
mix
up.
Up.
I love it.
Like a pot of gumbo. Mix that shit
you,
right
there
up.
There you go. Exactamundo. And that's how we roll.
A pot of gumbo. I love it.
It don't get no better than this, y'all. But no,
oh, man.
Though, if you have a dream, whatever it is, an aspiration that you want to do something, like, focus on it, man. Mm-hmm. Don't let nobody take you away from it, because it's so easy to go away, walk away. That's the easy thing to do. Anybody
right.
can walk away. The hardest
right.
thing is making it, going through the trials, going through everything. And it takes work. Don't think that Beyonce got what she got easily. That girl started when she was a little girl.
Yes,
and it
she
started
did.
Because her dad and her mom pushed her. They knew what she wanted to be. So they helped her. They helped her obtain it. But they made sure that her, Kelly, and the other original girls, like, they worked their booties off. They were on, for those listening that weren't around in the early 80s, there was a show called Star Search. Y'all remember?
Yeah.
I know y'all remember. So Star Search was an equivalent show to almost like an American Idol or The Voice. There were judges up there, and they judged you and gave you stars, and then there were winners. Destiny's Child, right? The girls were all on there, the original girls, and they lost. They didn't win. That was their nose. That was
right.
their nose. And then they got nosed by other labels as well. But guess what? They didn't stop. They kept going. And it wasn't until they were 15, 14, 13, something like that, they got their first major
right.
deal with Columbia. And they got a hit because they worked with a producer named Wycliffe Jean at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was hot. And
right.
and from that moment on, the rest is history. They just stayed at it. Like, Beyonce's work ethic is incredible. That she now oversees, like, everything. Like, from her stage
yep.
performance, rehearsals, practice, probably even her makeup, like, her hair's on point. Like, everything plays a part in making you become the person that you're supposed to be. But it starts with you.
Right.
That's true. That is
yeah.
so true.
So believe in yourself, people.
Believe
yes,
in
indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Nothing worth having comes easy.
Right.
Ain't that the truth, though? So we'd all be, you know, super successful and super rich and
right.
everything. So, you know, that is so true.
You got to work hard. You definitely got to work hard. It ain't easy. I mean, if you land on your back to get in, that's a whole nother story. But, you know.
That's a whole nother topic,
you
guys.
If you think
right.
you're going to make it laying your back, we got some news for you, buddy. It ain't
yeah,
going to happen.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's some good knowledge to kick down. So I hope that, you know, people are taking, you know, that information, taking notes and listening, you know. And one thing is for sure, when it's your season, when it's your time to shine, it will definitely happen. So you definitely don't want to give up.
Timing is definitely everything. Everything. Because it does happen. It does happen. It does come. got to be awake and aware to that so that you can walk in the right door and not walk away from it. Because it's, like I said, it's easy for you to walk away, but once that door opens, you got to stay at it. You got to keep it. It's like, for example, Tyrese, right? Tyrese started off as a Coca-Cola kid. He was just a Coca-Cola kid on a commercial. Back of the seat singing a song.
Mm-hmm.
Singing a song. And next thing you know, he got signed and came out with an album. He was a singer. Then, I don't even know how the man, Baby Boy, right? That was his first movie.
Yes.
Then John Singleton saw something in him as an actor. I don't think he was looking to act. I'm not sure. I don't know. But John Singleton is a director. He saw him. He saw something in him. He brought him in. Next thing you know, this man is like, and he ain't like the man in Fast and Furious, but that's a hit movie to be a part of. Him and Ludacris. So Ludacris started off as a radio DJ. Even though he always wanted to be a rapper. He's from Atlanta, ATL, shout out. But he had a great example for Ludacris. Ludacris is a great example because Ludacris, when he was on the radio station, and I saw him grinding with his own mixtapes, like he had his music. Even though he was on a radio show, he was walking around promoting himself as an artist. Next thing you know, he got signed. Next thing you know, he got his own label because he studied the industry. He wept his butt off. He grew into the person he wanted to be. He came out and he did that. And he's still now doing it because now he's acting. I don't know if he thought about acting when he was a DJ, a radio DJ at the time. But now he's in the Fast and Furious. And there's more to come, I'm sure, because these guys are smart. And that's the whole thing. You got to keep that ball rolling. As soon as you get that foot in, as soon as you're there, man, you better hold on to it because it's easy for another young person to come in and take it over.
Yeah.
That's true. That's definitely true. Competition is always out there.
Mm-hmm. You better keep that work going.
Most definitely.
And they're always looking for a younger talent. Because the younger talent gives them more life again. That's what they think. So these veterans have to prove why they deserve to continue their seat, to have their seat.
Right.
So it's always work. It ain't just because you made it right now don't mean that's it. If you want to keep the money coming in, unless you Will Smith, you got to keep working.
Right.
And Will can sit at home, and he's still getting paid for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay, yes.
He ain't got to do not one more movie. All right, y'all. I know that I get real passionate about this stuff, so.
No, that's good.
We all are passionate, but we let Miss Jahira get her time in because I think I had my shine last week. So it's your time.
Right.
This week,
but yeah, that's good. I hope that people are listening and soaking up the information because that's good to know and that's motivational. And that also, wait, here comes the promo, you guys. And so this also brings, you know, me into saying that here at Dollhouse Radio, we definitely support the indie music artists out there. So if you on your grind and you want to get your music heard, then definitely this is a platform for you to get your music out there and to, you know, allow other people to listen to it. And you can check out the promo packages that we have available to you on the Dollhouse Radio website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Also, if you are interested in making it on the Beauty and Beats playlist, you can send us your submission with your bio and your MP3 to beautyandbeatsdhr@gmail.com. That's beauty, the letter N, beats, DHR, gmail.com, and we will review the submission and choose what songs we're going to add to our playlist for the show. So make sure you've got options to get your music in. Make sure you get it out there so people can hear it. And it is like time for the show to end. It's like right here at 8:30. So I hope that everybody has soaked up the knowledge that was kicked down today. Shout out to Jahaira because she was giving you the business tonight.
Yes.
She was talking about it. Right? She was letting you know. So make sure So make sure that you guys tune in every Sunday to the show, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on Dollhouse Radio. You can follow us on Twitter at Beauty and Beats, DHR, like the email address, Beauty, the letter N, Beats, DHR. Also, check us out on Facebook as well. You can follow me on Twitter at AMR Artistry. I'll let you guys go ahead and give out your Twitter handles.
I'll let Sir Charles go first.
Mine is makeup by Sir, and that's at Instagram and at Twitter.
All right. I am Jahaira. IAM_JAHAIRA is my Instagram. My Twitter is just IAM Jahaira, JAHAIRA. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
And we will check you guys next week, next Sunday, same time. Make sure you show up. Tell all your people to call in and tune into the show. And we will see you guys next week.
Have a great week, guys. Be blessed.
Have a good one.
Just watching, we caught up.
Baby, oh.